Time is 8 p.m. Temperature 30 degrees.
Okay, give me 1 second, everybody. My big fat fingers got off the script screen here.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
WA2HKS repeater, UHF FM.
Okay, very good. We're going to start the Barrett TechNet, which has started as a weekly gathering place for hams in Western New York to discuss technical side of amateur radio. While many on the internet's focus on traffic hailing, ride-chewing, or public service, the TechNet was designed specifically for exchanging ideas, sharing knowledge, and answering questions about the equipment, modes, and innovations in the hobby. This is hosted on the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeaters Association repeaters. The net provides an open forum where hams of all experience levels can check in, learn something new, and share their projects. Over the time, the TechNet has covered a wide range of subjects, including All-Star, Echolink, hams over IP, in the future, DMR, Fusion, P25. Maybe we'll have one on contacting the ISS and other topics. It's every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and we have rotating topics and sometimes occasional guests. Each net includes a short topic preamble, followed by a discussion, questions to encourage check-ins and participation. TechNet continues to grow as a resource for hams in Buffalo and beyond, promoting technical learning, experimentation, and fellowship over the airwaves. So at this time, I got Joe, KD2TFB. He's going to do some net logging for us. If anybody would like to check into the net tonight, please call W2EUP. Go ahead.
W2EUP. KD7VGK.
W2EUP. N2LCJ, Temujin Tawaga.
W2BYN, your neighbor Joe and Bob.
W2EUP. KE2GCW, Greg and Snyder.
W2EUP. W2EUP, KC2LEF, Ray and Getzville.
Expecting a lot of check-ins, you know, being it's Christmas Eve. I'm glad some of you did decide to join me tonight. It's great. I appreciate it. Let's welcome first KB7VGK, N2LCJ, KE2BYN, KE2GCW, and KC2LEF. Before we get started, is there any other check-ins?
W2PE. 2PE, KK7, VGQ.
And we got Bob, KK7VGQ. All right, let me just get back to my script. Everything wants to time out here. I'm glad you all got to join me tonight, though. I appreciate that. So, the Barrett TechNet Christmas Eve Open Forum is a relaxed, informal net designed to give members and guests an opportunity to get on the air, check in, and take part in open discussion during the holiday week. Unlike a typical TechNet with a scheduled presentation, we're just going to maybe go to everybody and maybe you have a topic you want to discuss, maybe you have a question that maybe somebody can answer. Maybe you can tell us what you're going to do in ham radio next year. We probably won't get back to topics until next year as well. So with that in mind, let's just start at the top of the list and see if anybody's got any ideas or discussions about amateur radio. Maybe you have that question you need an answer to. Let me start with KB7VGK out there in Las Vegas. Any topics for the Nets open tonight? Go ahead.
KB7VGK, nothing I can think of off the top of my head, but I did want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and everyone back in New York, stay nice and warm, and everyone in Vegas, careful with the Yahoos on the road, because people don't know how to drive. Merry Christmas to all. KB7VGK.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Have a great Christmas as well. Over to N2LCJ. Tim, I don't know, any discussion or topics or something you want to inform us about? W2EUP, go ahead. I must have lost N2LCJ. We'll come back. It's going to be a short net tonight, so we'll circle around again. Joe, anything you want to know about ham radio that you don't know already, or what are you doing for the holidays, and anything else? Go ahead, KE2BYN, W2EUP.
W2EUP, KE2BYN, be your neighbor. Well, Rick, as you know, I know very little about ham radio. I've only been licensed since September 2 years ago. But I enjoy every day going on and talking to this. I enjoy every day. I just hope we can continue. God forbid if something ever, if Ted can't do it anymore, I just hope that we can continue on this 444 because it's such a wonderful time. That's all I got. Merry Christmas to everybody. God bless.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. W2EUP is the club call for the Barrett TechNet, and we're going to go over to Greg, KE2GCW. Greg, anything on Meshtastic or a meetup or anything like that? Go ahead. Take it away, Greg.
W2EUP, yeah, this is Greg, KE2GCW. As of right now, we're talking on the Vera Discord a little bit about scheduling the next Meshtastic Zero Hop meetup. We're tentatively looking at January 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll be meeting at the Panera Bread in Tonawanda on Sheridan. Besides that, some things I'm hoping to play with are not quite amateur radio related, but I've got a GMRS repeater from Retrevis that I'm hoping to get set up with a nice antenna I got from them and some coax, so that'll be a fun project while I'm out of office from work until the end of the year. And besides that, I'm hoping to meet up with some other Meshtastic users in the area. We've got W2TEW that's got an excellent vantage point from Williamsville that I'm hoping to meet up with next week and get them a more powerful node that they can keep positioned up in their location that'll really serve the area well. That's all I've got. Merry Christmas all, happy holidays, and back to Net Control.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. Just one quick question. I got January 11th, Panera Bread, Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. I'm sorry I didn't catch the time.
Looking to start at 1 p.m. and end at 3 p.m., but right now the jury's out on finalizing those dates and times.
Ah, very good. Yeah, we had a great time the last time. Looking forward to it. Over to Ray, KC2LEF. Ray, anything with ham radio? Something you had a question about? Something you're doing? Take it away, Ray.
Hey, everybody. This is Ray, KC2LEF. Well, we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago about the Motorola used equipment. gentleman from Lancaster that said that he would even help you program it and that for a relatively inexpensive price, and I was wondering who he was.
Very good, Ray. That would probably be Tim, N2LCJ. He checked in. I don't know if he's back, though. Are you around N2LCJ?
Yeah, actually, I kind of got a phone call and I had some stuff happening. Well, so if you called me in the meantime, I do apologize. What's up, Rick?
Okay, Tim, KC2LEF has, I think, some questions about programming Motorola's. Go ahead, Ray, ask your question to N2LCJ.
A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about how you had used equipment and you'd even help program it for, I think it was Diet Pepsi or something. It's plus $50 or something. Anyhow, I was wondering if that offer still was, being offered.
Well, it depends on what kind of radio you're programming, and if I have a code plug already written. Are you looking to get something, or are you looking to have something that you already have programmed?
We have nothing as far as Motorola.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Shoot me an email, n2lcj@yahoo.com, and I can send you a link to a radio that I highly recommend. It's an XTS-3000. 403-470 does ham, GMRS, P25, and law enforcement, everything in between. They run $100, and yes, I charge a 2-liter of Diet Coke for doing the programming, or I either that or $5, and for that, I totally redo the flash codes and put about 120 frequencies in.
Yeah, it's an excellent offer. I'll have to catch up with you someday over at Lancaster.
Yep, absolutely. I programmed no less than 70 of them. And I got some Christmas money, so I just bought two for myself. So, reach out to me at n2lcj@yahoo.com, and I can shoot you the link to the radio. N2LCJ.
That's my question.
I appreciate it. Is there anything else, Tim, for this open forum tonight? Anything you want to make us aware of? Something you might be doing? Something we may not know? Go ahead to N2LCJ from W2EUP at the Baronet.
Since we're on the topic of Motorola's, if anybody's interested in a dual-band mobile setup, well, more like a base setup, you can check out my picture on QRZ, and you can see the radio I'm talking about now is a dual Motorola Astro Spectra setup for VHF and UHF. And I'll actually have this particular one for sale because this is an extra one that I built. Price is going to be $250, and that's P25 FM. 130, 60, 174, and 430 through 470, I think. Anyways, other than that, got my wife a pair of tickets for Journey for the final farewell tour for this coming June. So she's real happy about that. That was her Christmas present, and I got some cool stuff too. N2LCJ back to that.
Appreciate it, Tim. I saw Journey in 1980 at the Odd, and I think we paid $8 and complained about the price. I don't even want to know what they charge now. Off to Bob, and then we'll pick up Joe. He's doing my net logging tonight. KK7VGQ. Bob, anything for the net? W2EUP. Go ahead.
W2EUP, KK7VGQ. Not really. Like I said, I'd like to, if somebody wants to train me on how to do the net logging, so I can be more of a participant than just a leech. And then the other thing is that I want to let you all know that I'm honored and to be able to participate in this great repeater network that Bill and you guys in Buffalo have. I call this the gentleman's repair because everyone is so nice. There's no negativity. Everybody's willing to help someone out. Break. And with that being said, I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and prosperity, and continued success with this relay and link that's been a great tool for me and has helped me beyond what people would understand. KK7BGQ.
I appreciate that, Bob. Great, yes. And I'm going to turn over to Joe KD2TFB and get some comments. And he's doing the net logging. And if you have any questions about it, he's the one that seems to be well-versed in it. Then we'll do some announcements and take some more check-ins. KD2TFB, go ahead, Joe. Anything for the net tonight? W2EUP.
Absolutely. So, as Rick just mentioned, I do log this net. That pretty much officially uses netlogger.org. If you want to follow along, you can download and install a client of your choice, Windows, Macintosh, or Linux. I think the Linux comes as a flat pack. I installed it myself. Anyhow, you can join us over there on netlogger.org and follow along with the net proceedings. Also, I became aware of a ham in our area, call sign Kilo Delta 2, Papa Quebec Papa, KD2 PQP Jeff. Unfortunately, his furnace gave out in early December, and he just really not have the funds to get a furnace replacement. It was red tagged by his gas company, RG&E. He does handle traffic on the Western District net, and that's how we stayed in touch. Some people have pitched in with borrowed electric space heaters, but that's no substitute for a working safe furnace. So, if you would like to give to the cause, John KK4JJK has started a GoFundMe on behalf of Jeff. So if you do go to GoFundMe.com and just search for KD2PQB, I'm sure it'll come up, or John's call sign as well. The title is, scroll up here, No Ham Left in the Cold, Help KD2PQP Replace His Furnace. And I guess with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control and continue on. I just wanted to make sure you do have the AIM window open there, Rick.
I do.
And that, for who's never used NetLogger before, it stands for Almost Instant Messaging, not AOL Instant Messaging. And the reason that is, it does take a few seconds to update, up to 15, so that's why it's Almost Instant Messaging. And we can kibitz behind the scenes. Or you can, if you desire, you can check in via AIM. It doesn't matter to us. KD2TFB.
Okay, I thank you for that, Joe. And this is W2EUP with the Baratech Wednesday Night Net. Another fact about KD2PQP, Jeff, he came in on Echolink last night, or All-Star, and he is in the hospital, and he's battling some infection. It sounds like there's some bad infections he's has going on. I guess when it rains, it really does pour, which is a shame. A couple other things. The first Thursday in January is the TechNet meeting, and that's at the BOCES in West Seneca. But if you're on our Discord, you can see the live feed for that. We're also, a bunch of us are going to meet for lunch January 3rd at the Denny's at Transit and French. At 1 p.m. That's a Saturday, January 3rd. Everybody's welcome, whether you're a Barra member or not. Come on and see everybody. We always have, 17 to 20 people there, and we always have a great time. Of course, we all talk about radios, too. Mostly about radios. Anyways, let's open it up for more check-ins, if we do have any on this Christmas Eve. Anybody wishing to join the Barra TechNet and get on the log, call W2EUP.
W2EUP, hello, Rick. Rick. This is KE2HCT, Rick in Kenmore. Just checking in and out.
W2EUP, this is KC2YTJ, in and out working.
This is K7M. Merry Christmas, everyone. In and out.
Vegas station in and out, but you weren't hitting the repeater continuously. Can you come back with the call again? Still not getting anything. Maybe you can change spots. We're not picking you up.
Try again. K7NOR, Kilo 7, November, Oscar Romeo.
Okay, I got you that time, Norm. And you said you're in and out as well, correct?
Yes, correct. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a happy, safe New Year if we don't.
All right, very good. Let's welcome KE2HCJ. I'm sorry, HCT. KE2HCT. Rick. KC2YTJ. Mike. K7NOR. Norm. And all in and out, but we'll wish you all a happy holiday and thank you for checking in tonight. Any other check ins for the Wednesday night Barotechnet? Call W2EUP.
Oscar, India, first time round, in and out.
Yep, I got another in and out in Vegas. I'm sorry, I believe that's Bob, but I didn't catch the whole call. Can you try it again, Bob? Unfortunately, I don't remember your call. I think it was Bob in Vegas. I'm not sure. I think it's, I don't know what your call is.
Rick, I was able to copy KOI as the suffix.
Yeah, I think he's a 0KOI, and I don't know the prefix. I can't remember it. I guess we got a partial call in there, but welcome anyways. All right, doesn't look like we're getting too much activity here. If there's any other check-ins that would like to join, do we have any rechecks, anything that anybody wants to add to the net? It's going to be short tonight because of the holiday. Do I have any rechecks for any information or any new check-ins? Come now, K2EUP.
K2EUP. KE2FLX, Carl, choose the water.
Oh, welcome our buddy Carl. If I'm not on the repeater, Carl always seems to be. KE2FLX. And Gary just informed us KB2YAA said that kidneys of KD2PQP are in rough shape. So prayers with him. Hope he's going to be okay. Carl, anything for the net tonight? Something you've always wanted to know about amateur radio but are afraid to ask, or anything you've been doing lately? Go ahead.
Not really. Just I got pretty much what I wanted from the beginning. I found it here, but just laid it here, boom. I don't know what the, you know, that was cool. But yeah, KE2FLX.
All right, well, I appreciate you checking in. We're at the bottom of the list. Anybody else wishing to join, get on the list. Anybody wants to recheck to add something, Call W2EUP. All right. Thank you, everybody. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and close the net. I'm glad you all came on board tonight. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 check-ins with myself. Not bad for a Christmas Eve net. We will probably in 2 weeks pick a topic. I'm not sure what we're doing New Year's Eve, but we'll have something on here for you if you can all join us again. Everybody, have a great holiday. Remember, this net meets every Wednesday night right here at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the WA2HKS repeater. Thank you, everybody, for joining tonight. I'll say 7-3, and I'll talk to you soon. This is KC2XD closing this session of the Barrett TechNet. Have a great holiday, everybody.
Hey, Rick, you don't have the leftmost column with the numbers?
I don't know. I counted it, and I just went down and counted it again. I don't know why I did that.
I was going to say, no counting. You just look at the last non-blank line, and it says 12.
I know. I just was looking at the list and went right through it. So let's see. Did I get somebody's call sign wrong here, Joe?
We couldn't capture the one call sign from Vegas, but I have 12 logged in.
Very good. You talked to me before, but I just can't always remember the Vegas call signs. I know he's a zero call instead of a seven.
Well, I could type in like K0KOI and see if it comes up.
Not sure what the Vegas call sign could possibly be.
In the WA0 or W0?
I have no idea, Carl. I can't remember, and I've talked to him before.
Me too. AOI, I think it's a stomach.
Yeah, none of those are coming up with a record. Yeah, I'll further add that I have done a presentation for the Barrett TechNet, how to use NetLogger more effectively. I think I'm going to, I don't mean to pick on people, but I observed somebody using NetLogger, and I think a little refresher is in order. I'll get on the schedule. It all depends upon when I can be fit into the schedule. I also do remember that we have Dan coming up. Dan was N2FTW for the win. He was going to do a presentation, but he got bumped due to having to take his upgrade exam.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I'm not sure what Jeremy's schedule is. I know he's busy tonight, so he wrote the little script for me to say, but that was good. And I know he's got his sister over tonight, so he wasn't going to be around.
Hey, is the net over?
Actually, I have not closed it on NetLogger. Go ahead.
All right, well, I just got out of the 4 o'clock mass. N4NJJ, Merry Christmas.
Check-in number 13, Rick. 14 if you count that unreadable call sign.
Yeah, no problem. Merry Christmas, Bill. Yeah, it was short. It was no really topic tonight. We wasn't expecting many check-ins, but we got 14. Do you know, Bill, the other Bob in Vegas, he's got a zero call sign. We couldn't get his full call.
Yeah, I don't know. He's always real quick to tell you he drives a Suburban. Like, that's a big deal. I don't know, because he always sounds like crap, and I tell him there's all these other repeaters, but he doesn't use them. So I kind of always like, well, you're not going to put the effort in to have a decent signal. I'm just not going to answer when I hear you. It's like a W0 call or something.
I could have sworn he said Kilo Oscar India at the end, so I tried W0KOI, and it didn't look up.
I wonder if he's a KC0 or a KD0.
I'll check and go.
I'm sorry, say again? More check-ins tonight than I thought we would with the holiday. I wasn't sure what we were up against. It was just open forum, talk about anything anybody wanted.
WA2HKS, a Bearer repeater.
I seem to remember Bill doing very similar thing before Thanksgiving. Well done.
Sometimes the topics are over some people's heads, and when you do an open forum once in a while, everybody can ask anything. And that's when you get a little bit more participation, I think. It's not so technical. Although you always learn something still.
I love it when Bill said, stump the chump. That sounds like it comes from Car Talk.
We could have done that tonight, too, Bill. How was Mass, Bill?
Late check-in.
Oh, you still have it open, Joe? You got a late check-in in there.
Still open. Go ahead.
I don't know what happened there.
They're basically on the hairy edge, getting through sometimes and sometimes not.
Yeah, I think that's the problem tonight. Vegas was a little rough on a few of the signals.
Kilo Delta 2, Tango Foxtrot Bravo.
KC2XD. Who else is listening? Gee, I'm having the worst time hearing anybody. That was all noise, too. What was that? Try again. Get in a better spot if you could.
KE2SOX.
It wasn't you, though, with the bad signal, was it, Carl?
That might have been what I was thinking.
Kiss that microphone, Carl, or we're not going to be able to hear you.
Yeah, it was where I was standing. Must have been done. Gotta make a copy of that case.
I always feel like I'm having a hearing test, Carl. When you're on, I think you're just testing my hearing.
All right, I'm calling it. I'm clicking on the close net button.
Anybody else? Who's else is monitoring right now?
I double with you, Rick. I'm calling it. I'm clicking on the closed net button.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. I gotta go make a quick phone call here. I just noticed somebody called me twice, probably to wish me Merry Christmas. I'm gonna go give her a call before it gets too late, and I'll come back on the repeater in a little bit. KC2XD.